Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we're back on a Football Friday. It's a WIP afternoon show. A celebration of love, peace, and happiness with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I feel pretty good. It's a Football Friday. We don't even have to wait till Sunday to see our beloved birds. They take the field in the nation's capital tomorrow as we continue to surge towards the postseason and a Super Bowl run. I feel good. Jackie Baseball. Listen, Dave Dombrowski is busy. I don't know he's busy doing what, but he's busy. He's making moves. I don't know how impactful these moves are, but what the hell? We won't change for the sake of change. Holla at your boy.
What is Dave cooking?
What's he up to?
What's he doing?
I'll tell you, you got one guy out of here I'm pretty happy about, but we'll talk about
you
that
You have
later.
An extra pep in your step.
Well, look, I feel good. I feel good. Yep. It's a big Football Friday show as always. Nick Costos joins us right around 2:45. Give you your picks for the weekend. Elliot Shore Parks will join us at 3. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast will happen at 3:30. Jaws at 4. Tommy Down the Shore will join us. We'll award the belt. Oh my goodness, what do we do here on Fridays? Is this even a radio show? There's a lot going on. So I settled in to watch the big game last night, Ike, the Seattle Seahawks and the Los Angeles Rams. And let me tell you what I felt watching that football game.
Oh, let me guess.
This is not the kind of football game I've been watching all year. Holy moly! Oh my goodness, it just it shot through my body. The thing that we watch is not like that.
Yeah.
Like, those two teams looked awesome. And there are some, you know, as you mentioned, the Eagles play tomorrow, and sometimes you need to get in there with a win, get out of there. But tomorrow, I'm just saying, to be considered in the same league as the teams we saw last night, this is, you know, to quote Elliot Shore Parks, tomorrow is a style points game. Tomorrow, go into Washington. This team needs to function in a way, the way that they functioned against the Raiders. They need to look dominant. They need to look clean. This is not about getting into Washington and getting out with a win. They have to look good doing it because this team needs momentum. They need to play well consistently. We say there's not a lot of good teams in the NFC. Let me tell you, there are some good teams in the NFC.
No, we said there's not great teams.
Well, those teams looked pretty damn good last night.
How did Seattle look Sunday?
What's that?
How did Seattle look Sunday?
Not that good, but they won.
They didn't score a touchdown Sunday.
No, and they won.
They didn't score a touchdown Sunday.
They didn't.
6 field goals.
Yes.
Yeah, they didn't look great Sunday.
They didn't, but they looked. I'm just saying. I'm saying the Eagles need to do more than win on tomorrow. They need to look good doing it.
Listen, here's the thing, and this is where you guys fall into this trap every time.
Yes.
Is that we need to feel good about the win.
Yes.
I understand individually that's what you want. You want to feel good about the team.
Yes.
Here's what I want. I want the team to feel good about winning. You know, you feeling good about the team is subjective. I don't know, a 24-10 win, you may be like, it's a 24-10 win. That's not that impressive.
Depends how it looks.
Well, I'm just saying it's 24-10. Exactly. It's subjective.
Yes.
It's subjective. Yes. So here's what I need. I need the players to not pay attention to any of this nonsense. Go out there, play the best ball you can, come back with the W, continue to stack W's. That's the mindset that I'm in. I tried to prevent you guys from going down this path 4 weeks ago when the team was 8-2 and everybody's complaining about a win on the road against Green Bay and a win at home against, at that time, one of the most explosive offenses in all of football, 30-plus points a game. They got held to 9 points in that game, but no one was happy, including some of the players on the team. And then we proceeded to blow a 21-point lead on the road, which also proceeded to lead us to a three-game losing streak. And we all hated the team. The quarterback needed to be benched and all this other nonsense. To where we were just begging for a win last week against the Raiders. We got it. We get one win. You see a couple teams last night, and then we all want to overreact. Oh, I'm scared of the Rams. I'm scared of the Seahawks. Not at all. Those teams are trying to get into the category where the Eagles are, where the Eagles dwell. No, I'm serious. The Eagles are defending champions.
They are.
The Eagles have already beaten the Rams.
They did.
When you look at the Eagles' resume this year of victories, I don't know a team that has more impressive wins when you look at the quality of opponents. I don't care what it looks like. They don't have to average 30 points a game winning those games. I'm saying they've beaten some of the better teams this year in the NFC, some of the favorites in the conference, because last week Green Bay won, and all of a sudden now they're everybody's darlings. The Eagles just sit back, continue to fine-tune this football team so that when we hit January, we're playing our best football. Our best football. Don't fall in the trap of telling yourself it needs to look a certain way in order for you to appreciate it. That's what happened a month ago, and that led to the worst stretch of the season where we were all miserable. I won't fall in that trap, and if you want to be led in the right direction, I'm your Pied Piper.
215-592-9494.
Come on.
Is it just a win that matters tomorrow, or do they have to look good doing it? I think they have to look good doing it. This team needs some consistency, and not just consistent wins. They need consistent play. They need clean football. They need the under center stuff they were doing. They need running the football.
That's what we're going to.
Well, they
going to run the football.
It is about more than winning tomorrow. It's about looking good doing it. This team needs to. That's a bad football team they're going to play in Washington tomorrow. They have to dominate the bad football team. Like, everybody says that they're just waiting for December. That's what Jalen says, right? Mm-hmm. This to December, January, February. That's when it really counts. Well, it really counts. Go in there and beat the hell out of that team like you beat the Raiders. 215-592-9494. We do have a next question today. It is Jake Gyllenhaal's birthday, the actor Jake Gyllenhaal. He is 45 years old. Mm. He has a famous sister as well, actress and director Maggie Gyllenhaal. So for next question today, you'll call with your sports point. Give us a pair of famous siblings, a set of famous siblings. Jack, do you got a set of famous siblings?
Big answer.
I'm taking it off the board early.
Big answer.
Yeah.
Obviously, played for the Eagles, had a famous brother, Casey and Clay Matthews.
That is not a big answer.
It's a huge answer.
One of them is a huge answer.
The other guy was just there as a sibling.
I don't know that that's a huge answer. I don't know that that's a huge answer.
Is it a winning answer?
Going to Matthew Brothers?
Come on, man.
Matthews? Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got?
I'm going with the Wayans.
Oh, that's a big one.
And I can either go.
Do you have a favorite too?
I'm old school, so I'm more of a Damon and Keenan.
Yep.
But I know the younger generation is into Marlon and Sean. So, I'm more of a Damon and Keenan Wayans. Come on, man. Living color?
Me as well. Yeah. Damon Wayans, I feel like I haven't seen him do anything in a long time.
Yeah, he did the My Wife and Kids thing for a while.
Okay.
That was a TV show. Okay. Yeah, that was like a network show with Tisha Campbell, Gina.
Okay. Yeah. I never saw that.
Yeah, My Wife and Kids? They had a nice little run. Yeah, they had a nice little run.
So mine is Joaquin and River Phoenix.
Oh, there you go.
So River Phoenix, of course, was in Stand By Me, passed away when he was very young, overdosed at the Viper Club there in L.A. And Joaquin Phoenix, we know, is one of the biggest actors in America right now. So
Academy Award winner? Did he win one for The Joker?
I don't know. I mean, it would seem he'd be an Academy Award winner.
I thought he won one somewhere.
I would think he's been nominated a few times. Gladiator, of course. Yeah. Her. All right, 215-592-9494. Is it just about getting a win tomorrow, or do they have to look good doing it? Is it a style points game, to quote Elliot Shore Parks? I believe it is. And next question, give us a pair of famous siblings. Yoshi in Brewery Town leads us off. Wow, Yoshi, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jagged Baby, man, you caught me off guard. I'm sitting up here trying to think of famous siblings, and You know where my mind was.
Yeah,
at.
I know. It's going to be Twins. I know what it's going to be.
Hey, my man Spike, Big Ike, Jagged Baby, what's popping?
What's up, Yosh?
Yeah. Wakanda forever. You my brother, but I'm going with my boo. I want to win. Yes, I do. But I want to be satisfied watching the daggone win.
There we
go. I really do. Because 9 out of 14 games so far this season, I have just sat there like I've been sitting in chlorine all day. You know what I'm talking about? Just won't feeling right. Won't feeling right.
So what does that look like to you? If you can imagine a win that you'd be satisfied with.
I need them to do what they did last week. I need them to elaborate on it. I need for Jalen to be a survivor knife. I need him to be a compass on the survivor knife.
Okay.
Go where he needs to go with the ball being the compass. I need him to be the flint inside the survivor knife. Catch fire. Then I just need him to be the knife. Cut it up and do your daggone job. Finish the job. Do business.
If you think about it last week, and listen, I'll take last week's performance last week.
Yeah,
I will
take that.
I told you it was meat and potatoes, though, but here's the thing. They had two explosive plays.
That's fine. They won 31-0.
I know, but I'm saying that had more to do with the Raiders being a bad team than the Eagles being this. It was this explosive.
Like,
I averaged 3 yards a carry.
I agree.
40 carries. All I'm saying is that I'm good with that. That was a great win Sunday. All I heard this week was it was the Raiders. And nobody was impressed with it. But I'm saying I love the win Sunday. I'm simply saying that was 15 passing attempts, a couple of explosive plays down the field, a cheap touchdown to AJ to end the game, and the defense dominated a bad team. If they give me that tomorrow, I'm fine with that.
But 31-0.
I don't care what the score is. I'm just saying, like, even if it's 24-3.
Yes, I'll take that too.
Okay, go in
there and dominate that team. If you're a Super Bowl contender, go in there and dominate a bad football team.
Then tell me what a bad win would look like. Maybe that's a better question.
Well,
what's a bad win?
17-12.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Would it shock you? Here's the way. Rather than give you a score.
Yeah, it would shock me.
Rather than give you a score, I don't want this game to be at all in question in the fourth quarter.
Right. Well,
we don't
want sloppy play. We don't need a lot of penalties.
Penalties.
But that's all I'm saying. That's clean play building off what you did last week. Nobody's saying they want a sloppy win. I'm just saying sometimes it's subjective and you can get a win and still be complaining after the game, where there'll be a lot of people saying, you know what? They went out there, they dominated a bad team, they won 20-3.
Well, look.
They didn't have to do anything. They just ran the ball. They got out of there with a 20-3 win.
As long as this game is not, there is no question about it in the fourth quarter, it's likely to feel like a successful win to me. Like, as long as we are not.
You would be okay with that.
As long as
it's not competitive in the fourth quarter.
As long as it's not competitive in the fourth quarter.
Even though last night's game was competitive.
Yes, but those were two really good teams.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
Has Washington not played solid football?
I mean, they're 4-10. They've scored.
I know, but a lot of that has to do with their. A lot of that. They took Denver to overtime.
They did.
They took Denver to overtime.
Yeah.
They just got a big win last week, right?
They played the Giants.
Big win last week on the road, right? They scored 29 points. All I'm saying is they're not the Raiders.
They're not the Raiders.
That's all I'm saying is they're not the Raiders, and it's a divisional opponent.
Sure.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. So we got to be a little realistic.
Don't make it a competitive game in the fourth quarter, and that I think that is a successful thing.
Well, that's going to be subjective too. Seriously, I mean, if it's a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter,
is that not
a competitive game, or is that a competitive game?
I don't want to parse every single thing.
Exactly.
Let's put it this way: if we think they can lose the game in the fourth quarter, then it is not a successful game to me.
Now, is that universal, meaning everybody is thinking that?
I don't know. We'll do a Twitter poll on Monday, and we'll see if anybody thought they were going
to
lose.
I'm just trying to nail you down.
We'll do a Twitter poll on Monday, or Sunday rather. We'll see if anybody thought they were going to lose at any point.
What else you got, Yosh?
They don't hear nothing. Huh?
Sorry. What? The complaining.
I was having a whole conversation with myself.
Go ahead.
But see, that's what I'm saying, though. Last week, that was an impressive win to me because they played their game. Like you said, it was only 15 passes, 40-something run attempts, but they played their game. That's an impressive game to me. Playing their game,
okay.
They look like last year to me, what's the name, when they played good. You know, when they put up a lot of points and when they were dominating people. That's what I want. Because we playing a team that's 28th in yards, 22 in points, 29th in passing. I mean, 29th overall. That's bottom.
Oh, hold on. What's the Eagles' rankings?
Not that much higher.
What's the Eagles' rankings?
Not that much higher.
I mean, hold on, Yoshi. We beat the Raiders, and now all of a sudden we want to convince ourselves that we can operate like the Rams operated last night.
No, I just want to be convinced that I think they can beat them in the playoffs.
Oh, the Rams?
Yeah.
You're not going to be convinced of that just by beating Washington.
Well, I could get closer.
You go beat Buffalo, then I'll be convinced you can beat the Rams.
You dominate Washington and go beat Buffalo, then I'll start feeling.
Beat Buffalo, I don't care what you dominate Washington and lose to Buffalo, you're not going to say.
For sure, I need both.
Yes.
I need both.
Exactly.
I need both.
Yes.
All right, Yosh, for next question day, it is.
I'm dance with y'all today.
It is Jake Gyllenhaal's birthday. Do you give us a pair of famous siblings?
But before I go there, I'd like to say one thing, because y'all talk most of this call.
Okay.
I would like to take. If this was a good call, I would like to take credit for it, even though y'all did most of the talking.
Yes,
you'll get credit.
Because
I called it to happen.
Yes.
This was a good argument,
yep.
And it was a great part. So I'm taking credit for this being a good call, okay?
Yes,
okay.
You can take credit.
All
yes,
right.
Absolutely.
All right. And you know what's now? I was thinking about everything that was a woman. Venus and Serena Williams, especially Serena. When she be hitting that ball, and she be like,
oh my God!
I started watching tennis just because of her outfits. Boy, I can see her. I can go home and YouTube some old outfits for her right now. And I don't care about liking old women. You know why? Because I'm more than halfway to 100 years old.
Yep.
I can get triggered by an 80-year-old woman if I want to.
You can do whatever you want, man. You get triggered by a stiff breeze if you'd like.
I sure can.
Yes,
and you
can.
What? Ain't nothing wrong with it. Because as soon as I got triggered, I knew I was triggered. I looked at my wife. I was like, I like her.
Yeah.
So I'm all right. Hey, Ike.
Yes.
It's Friday night, baby. It's going down in my house, boy. It's going down.
What'd you think of the D?
Wakanda forever. I'm putting on my Black Panther suit.
Okay. All right. Come on. He's Wakanda forever about Friday night with his wife.
He's putting on his Black Panther suit.
Yeah. So
I believe him, too.
Venus and Serena Williams might be, in terms of sports, the most
siblings?
Successful siblings ever. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, because Peyton and Eli, I mean, they won four. It's hard to do what Venus and Serena did with individual championships.
Where they're both so dominant.
Yeah.
Normally, one of the siblings is so far ahead of the other sibling. But Venus and Serena, and them doing the doubles thing together as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty unprecedented what they did, you know?
Yeah. I can't. Maybe there is another sibling or two out there. Not as good as Venus and Serena.
Yeah, as far as that combo, that's a pretty good combo. 215-592-9494. The Eagles need to just get out of there with a win tomorrow or to style points count. Furry Bruce in D.C. Furry Bruce, you're on WIP.
Ike, Spike, Jackie Baseball.
Oh!
Oh!
What's up, Bruce?
good talk as usual. Look, before I jump into this, me and my brother heard the broadcast last Friday. So I'm going to pull him in as a special guest the next time I give you all a call. Especially what you, Spike, you said about him being a furry. Yeah. So yeah, I got to call back in. He's a nighttime guy. So.
Okay. All right.
All right. So anyway, I think the star points come down, but I'm looking at it for different reasons, not like kind of like what we saw last night where they were scoring a bunch of points. I'm looking for an impressive win on fundamentals.
Okay.
I want to see a consistency on running the ball, and I want to see them use a running back combination more. They really need to do that. I mean, Saquon the ball 25 times for the next three games, they need to integrate and variate their running game a little bit more. I think the defense is locked up because, you know, looking at that game last night, one thing I can say is that we got a world-class defense. L.A. special teams has got problems.
Yep.
And their backfield is trash.
Well, we don't have Shaheed back there returning kicks.
Yeah, yeah. And also, it's not like our special teams. Jake Elliott makes you nervous. I mean,
hell yeah, he does.
The Rams kicked that field goal. All of a sudden, they win that football game. I mean, it was special teams that lost that game for the Rams last night. So it makes me a little nervous from an Eagles standpoint, too.
Yeah, but I mean, and look, they're talking about this on the TV right now. Three of the four games, I didn't really think about this. The Rams special teams were responsible for three of their four losses this year. And even so, us.
Yeah.
That's what
you're talking about. Yeah.
They got issues. And in Seattle, to me, I mean, look, if Donald had given us two interceptions, there's no way in the world our backfield would have gave all those points up. It would not have happened. Our defense, our special teams has not given up a return touchdown. So, again, I'm not worried about neither one of them. I'm just, the Eagles just need to tighten up on their fundamentals, and we can take either one of them. I'm not scared of them. They just need to win with the fundamentals. Jalen used his legs a little bit more, and we're going to be okay. We're going to be ready for the playoffs.
Right. Yeah, listen, I agree. I think we got to get used to playing a little bit of boring football.
Sure.
Yep.
I'm going back to 3 yards in a cloud of dust. That's what we have to do. You take your shots when you get around midfield, when the opportunity presents itself, and you play good fundamental football. Last week, from the standpoint of not trying to be too creative and just sticking with the meat and potatoes, even Saquon said this. Saquon's like, listen, man, we get three yards. We stick with that until it breaks, but we can't abandon it. And that's sort of what they got to do.
Yeah, I mean,
as a team, lean on this defense in the running game.
I mean, you get 3 yards every play, you'd never punt.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Right,
end of the day,
we used to be automatic at fourth and one.
Fourth
yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that went away
this year.
Hey, Furry Bruce, for next question today is Jake Gyllenhaal's birthday. Give us a pair of famous siblings.
Yeah, Real stole my answer, but I'm going to go. You got to have a backup, so mine is going to be Michael and Janet Jackson.
Oh, that's a big one, too.
Big one.
Yeah, you could choose any
Rios,
of them.
That was Yoshi.
Yes. Wow. Oh, well, yeah, he said Rios.
Yes.
Yeah. What did you think, before we get on the next thing, of that, the weird two-point conversion overturning last night?
Man, crazy. Never seen anything like that.
No.
And the more they kept replaying it, I guess it made sense. It was a lateral, but it bounced forward, and I guess that's the rule.
Yeah.
That even if it does go forward, as long as it was thrown backwards, it's still a live ball.
Yeah.
Give Charbonnet credit for going over there to pick it up. That's why they tell you, pick up every ball. Like, just pick it up no matter what.
You know, the weird thing to me is they blew the whistle. And the way the rule is...
I don't think they did.
They did. They definitely blew the whistle.
Okay.
Yes. And the way the rule is that even if they blow the whistle, if that is something that is, like, is challenged or is overturned, then whoever has the ball afterwards gets the ball.
Yeah.
But it's just so tough to me if you're playing football and they blow the whistle.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I thought they didn't blow the whistle. If they blew the whistle,
they did.
I mean, the defense stops.
Yes. Because to me, it's
a natural reaction.
Because to me, if they blow the whistle, Charbonnet picks it up. One of the Rams levels Charbonnet. Because you're the offensive player or the defensive player at that point. You heard the whistle. You're not going to level the guy or whatever it is. Yeah,
yeah.
It was a weird, and it's one of those ones where they kept showing it over and over. He was throwing it backwards. It just.
It's a weird play. I've never seen anything like it.
Very strange. You could tell McVay afterwards. He said the same thing you said. He said, I've never seen anything like that. I guess if you're him, you have to throw your hands up and say, if that's the rule, it's the rule.
Yeah.
But you blow the whistle. It's tough, man. That's tough. 215-592-9494. Is tomorrow a style points game, or do they just have to get out of there with the win? I say it's a style points game. Coming up next, the Phillies got rid of somebody, and they picked up a couple of guys. We will find out who they are next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I've been talking about my friends at the Scott Auto Group, where I bought my first car and my current car. Love my Scott Auto Group family. Get ready to celebrate the holidays in style with the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event. Right now, lease the all-new 2026 Kia Sportage LX for just $179 a month, or the 2025 Kia K4 LXS for $129 a month, for 24 months. Check out Scott Key of Springfield or the newly opened Scott Key of Limerick, where it's always smooth sailing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rolling in my 500 Benz, I got no love for these. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell them. No, there's no being sold, but I ain't the one telling. Don't wanna be another number. I got a fucking gang of weed to keep you going under. The federalists wanna see me dead. Just put prices on my head. Now I got two rock dollars by my bed. I feed them lead.
WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 2:30 Tupac. Of course, you can look forward to 3:30 Country, 4:30 90s, and 5:30 Creed every day. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The countdown is on. Only 6 shopping days until Christmas. Let the home team at Mark's handle your Christmas list. Open every day, even Christmas Eve. Do you need an impressive win tomorrow to be convinced the Eagles are back? Yes or no? Ike, what do you think the poll is at? Do they need an impressive win tomorrow to be convinced the Eagles are back?
I would probably say the fans think so. Let's see if it's overwhelming. Let's go 63.
Wow. Sometimes you're spot on.
Man.
62.
Wow.
There you go. You got it. Yeah.
62. City's a little like, we don't know what to think about the Eagles.
Yeah, I think so. I feel that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel that personally, but I'm saying I can understand why people feel that.
It's been a very weird year.
Yeah.
It's been a very strange year, especially if you look down and you're like, they're 9-5 and, you know, there's a path to the 2 seed or whatever. It's been a strange year. It's felt very strange.
Clunky.
Clunky is a good way to put it, I think. Yeah.
Should we do that as a topic? Describe this Eagle season with one word?
One word?
Ah.
Not winner?
Yeah, not winner.
Huh, you?
Not winner. Yeah, you can't use the word. You can't use winner.
Yeah. So, Jack, some good Phil's updates here.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
So, yes, we talked about this yesterday. Jeff Passan came out and said that it was the matchup was basically gone.
Like, yes.
He was going to get traded.
But today?
They actually done did it.
Our national nightmare is over.
Not a total national nightmare.
Well, come
Maybe
on.
Maybe just for you and trades, his card trading issue.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and he's mean to one of our teammates on Twitter.
That's exactly right.
Yes,
we
absolutely.
Stand up for Scoops.
Yep.
We stand with Scoops. You don't cross Scoops and expect to stay around here a long time.
And he's tweeting about baseball cards after bad losses.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he's a fine pitcher, Matt Strom was. But I'm ready for Matt Strom to be gone.
Yeah, so a little surprise. It felt like a light return. They got Jonathan Bowlin, who is like an older guy.
Okay.
That's
not Bowlin.
Bo.
Come on, bro.
Who cares? Because he's going to be either like a swing guy, fifth starter type, or, you know, a long man out of the bullpen. He's out of options, but they have 6 years of control of him. So they have him through 2032. So heavy sinker, whatever. Like, he's tough on righties. We'll see what he turns into.
So why they do it? And you talked about this yesterday.
So it seems like they are clearing money. And one of my theories with adding Bowlin is it would allow them possibly to trade Taiwan if they needed to. Because I think this guy could be a starter. And if they're really looking to shed salary.
That's what, $18
million? That's $18 million. Yeah. They would probably have to eat 9 of it. But still, $9 million's not nothing.
Yep.
And I think one of these teams that are looking to spend more money to show that, hey, we're serious about spending money this year, the Pirates, the Marlins, those low-revenue teams, maybe they just take it. You have to attach a prospect. I don't know, but it would free up some money. Anyway,
free up some money for
I think they're still in on one of the big fish, and that the big fish out there are Bo Bichette and Alex Bregman.
both assume Bregman, of course, would play third base, and you think Bichette would be willing to play third base?
Yeah, or they could. I mean, Stott did start the 23 season at third base.
Oh, play Bichette at second.
22 season.
So play Bichette at second and Stott at third.
Could.
Yeah.
Could. But so Matt Gelb wrote that this is a move designed to free up money to address other needs.
Okay.
Which I thought was interesting.
Yep.
He also reported this. He said sources said Strom was deemed expendable because of a growing friction between the team and the pitcher.
Well, you could hear it in Dombrowski's voice.
Hold on. Have the audio.
Okay.
So this is maybe the moment where he felt like Strom might not be back.
So the context was Matt Strom's after Ryan Kirkering, threw the ball away to end the season.
Yeah.
Strom said it would have been nice if we did more, infield work.
Yes.
And Dave Dombrowski was asked about that in his season-ending press conference, and here's what he said.
Dave, were you troubled by Matt Strom's insinuation or comment that the team didn't do enough PFP during the season?
Well, I think he said the postseason, didn't he? I think that's what he said.
Season.
In the season?
Yeah,
well, we did plenty, and actually, as it turns out, we did do PFPs in the postseason. He didn't do them. Okay. But we did them.
So good.
It was amazing.
So good, yeah.
It was amazing.
Yep.
So, if they just, use this money and maybe re-sign JT, or they'll put out that this is about Brad Keller, too, where they're semi-equal money. No, it's not equal money, but this was freeing up money to sign Brad Keller. I'll be disappointed. I'll be disappointed because I think the Phillies got worse today.
Yes.
Because my thought with it is you're getting off Strom, you're shedding some salary to go get in the market for one of the bigger fish out there.
Okay.
Maybe I think Bohm making $11.5 million this year in arbitration. You get off of that. You don't pay JT $15 to $17 million. You got off $7.5 million from Strom. One to kind of look at.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Is Sosa. We love Edmundo Sosa.
So how much is he making?
He's going to make $7.5 this year.
Sosa's pretty valuable. He's a valuable utility guy.
No interest in really moving off Sosa.
Yeah.
But if you have to free up money, I think he's pretty valuable.
Yeah.
And it is $7.5 million. So to me, looks like a straight salary dump. I thought they could have got more.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised they weren't able to get like a catcher from a system to possibly be the future, because left-handed relievers aren't like all the way, they're not available all the time, especially pretty good ones that take the ball all the time. So I was a little surprised at a light return, felt like a salary dump, and hopefully it turns into them getting into the Bichette or Bregman market.
Okay, cool. Well, we all look for the commemorative Strom traded card.
You're going to pick one up, I'm sure.
Yes, I will.
They also made a minor move. They traded one of their random prospects. I know him, no one cares, for a lefty from the D-backs who was good against left-handed hitters last year. So,
okay.
We'll see.
All right, we'll see. Keep your eye open. Maybe they're not done. 215-592-9494. Cam in Philly, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Cam?
What up, Cam?
Hey, just going back to the topic that we were talking about.
Yes, sir.
I'm watching that game last night, the Seahawks and the Rams.
Yes.
I don't see how we could fear either of them. Like, if you're talking about the Rams, they just gave up 38 points to Sam Darnold. And if we're talking about the Seahawks, I still don't fear them at all. And when in big games, Like, we'll see when we play the Bills. QB1 always steps up. And the last reason, which is most importantly, our defense hasn't given up over 30 points. I think the Giants game was an exception. But other than that, it's been like 2 years.
Well, yeah, but it's good because we don't score 30 points either.
Right, but we still win, though. But I'm not even with the Rams' offense, and they're supposed to be high powered. They're not doing that against us.
Can I ask you something, Cam, about Darnold? If Jalen had the game that Darnold had last night, where he throws two early interceptions, but then in overtime drives his team the length of the field, gets a 2-point conversion to win the game, what would you say about Jalen if he had a game like that?
He was supposed to do that. He's a Super Bowl champion. There's a difference between him and Darnold.
But wouldn't you say to me, he came up when it mattered most? It's just funny how we talk about like that Darnold game last night and Darnold, and I don't know if Darnold's going to be good in the playoffs, but it looked like he was having one of the worst, one of his terrible games in a big spot. And then in overtime, he leads him down the field against the Rams, and then a 2-point conversion to win or lose the game, he scores it. I just feel like if Jalen had a game like that, we would be saying, there he is. That guy came through where it needed it most. But with Darnold, it's like, it's Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold very, very seldomly ever does that. Jalen Hurts consistently does that in big games. You know, the regular season, there's a lot to be expected from him.
Yeah.
And I think he falls short of that sometimes in some people's eyes.
Okay.
But Jalen Hurts has done that at the absolute mountaintop. You know, Darnold just had, he had a good game. But other than that, what else can you say he has done in his career?
Well, I mean, look, he hasn't won the Super Bowl. He hasn't won a playoff game. He hasn't really been in a position to win a playoff game except for last year. He did play bad in the playoffs in that game last year. It was one game. He's had two really, really, really good regular seasons over the last 2 years. So, Cam, for next question today, why don't you give us a pair of famous siblings?
You guys got me with this one, but I'll go with the Watt brothers.
That's a good one. JJ and TJ Watt. That's a big one. That's a big answer.
And Derek Watt.
Yeah, you got fullback. The fullback. Yeah.
I don't even know who Derek Watt is.
Yeah, he was
Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. All right.
Back when fullbacks existed.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, when they were still.
Yeah. Well, we've got one.
Really?
We got Cam Latu, right? We got a fullback.
Yeah, we got a fullback. Oh, poor, Ben Van Summeren.
Well, he was going to change everything. Yeah. Right. He got injured, right? Yeah.
First play of the game. Yeah. First play of the season.
215-592-9494. As I mentioned before, 6 shopping days till Christmas, which means 6 shopping days to get your pet the present to put under the tree. You got to get your pet a Christmas present if you celebrate Christmas, if you celebrate Hanukkah. Get your pets need presents too. And Dogs and Cats Rule knows it. That's why they have every single present you could possibly want. Now, if your pets are like mine, they don't really want anything but treats. And let me tell you, Dogs and Cats Rule, all 7 locations, a lot of great treats from, your standard treat to dried chicken jerky, which my dogs love, all that kind of stuff. They have everything. But they've also got good-looking coats, good-looking fleeces, sweaters, all sizes and colors, toys, whatever you need. And while you're there, you interact with the best staff you could ever hope to encounter at a pet store. They know the answer to every question you're going to ask, especially about pet nutrition, and there's a lot of questions about that. So as I mentioned, there are 7 locations, 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell, 2 in Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. And by Jack's face, I can tell we don't have Nick Costos ready. Mm-hmm. There we go. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
He's there.
Chuck's not there, so we'll go to Costos. What's up, Costos?
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today? Merry early Christmas to you and your families and all the listeners out there.
Yes, you as well.
Same to you, brother.
It was quite a game last night. Did you have a side in that one?
I had a small bet on the Rams, but I bet the over also, which hit. My favorite bet was Kanata Mumfield, who is the Rams, 7th round rookie receiver over receiving yards, which did hit in the first quarter, which was great. But I was able to really sit as just a viewer and really enjoy the game. And candidly, I think my big take coming out of the game, Eagles Super Bowl back alive with the Rams. Listen to me for a second.
Go ahead.
Listen to me for a second, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I think we can all acknowledge let's say that we don't think, let's take the Eagles out of the equation for 1 second, right?
Yep.
Who's the best team in the NFC?
The Rams.
The Rams.
Even with the loss last night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you look at the betting market right now, the Rams are the betting favorite still right now to win the Super Bowl.
They are.
Even with the loss last night and probably going to have to go on the road for 3 games.
Yep. Much slimmer margin than before, but still a favorite. I think they were plus 425 earlier, I think I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the favorite, right?
Yep.
So Philly's going to win the NFC East.
Yep.
So if the Rams play the Eagles,
yep,
that game's going to have to be in Philadelphia.
Yes.
If I'm the Eagles, I'm certainly not scared of the San Francisco 49ers, who might be the one seed when it's all said and done. And think about the way we talk about Green Bay losing Micah Parsons, like crossing the Packers off the list as far as winning the Super Bowl because they lost Parsons. The Niners lost Nick Bosa and Fred Warner, two future first ballot Hall of Fame players. Like, San Francisco can't win the Super Bowl. They can't. The defense isn't good enough. They probably can't even get there. And Sam Darnold in Seattle, like, okay, like they got the Rashid Shaheed punt return to get them back into the game. Darnold did make a couple nice throws, especially on the drive in overtime, the one to Cooper Kupp on the sideline being the best one. Would I trust Sam Darnold against a Vic Fangio defense here? I actually think last night was the best result possible for the Eagles because the Rams are their biggest competition, and now it's more likely the Rams will have to come to Philly than the other way around come January.
I think
it's a win for the Eagles.
Can I present the other side of that? The other side of that is I think the Rams are a better football team, and I think I would rather, like, the only time that I think Seattle's dangerous is at home. And I just think they have more of a home field advantage than the Rams do. And then this puts you in a situation where you're going to have to play if you play the Seahawks, you're playing them in a tougher spot than if you had to play them. I just don't think the home field advantage for the Rams, I don't think affects them the same way that it affects the Seahawks.
Great. The Rams have Matthew Stafford. The Seahawks have Sam Darnold.
Well, but for sure. But we're talking about the result of last night. We're not talking about who has a better quarterback.
So what? I don't understand the question.
You said last night was the better result because the Rams have to come here. I think the Rams will travel better than the Seahawks will. So now the situation is you're going to get the Seahawks in a favorable position for the Seahawks as opposed to a very unfavorable position for the Seahawks.
Yeah, I think if I'm looking at this from an Eagles perspective, I think it's all about the Rams. Like, that's your biggest competition. You'd much rather get them at home than have to go to Los Angeles, even if Los Angeles is not a particularly imposing home field advantage. That's why I'm saying, and I'm going to say this on my show when I come on the air at 4 o'clock Eastern today. It's not going to be the first thing I say, but the last point I make about the game is I think the door's open again for the Eagles to win the NFC and get back to the Super Bowl. Because I don't trust San Francisco and I don't trust Seattle when it comes down to it.
So the Eagles tomorrow, that line opened up at 5.5 all the way up to 7. What do you think of that game tomorrow?
Yeah, I think the point spread's probably just right at this point. And we were hovering below 7 before it was announced that Commanders left tackle Laremy Tunsil would miss the game, which is a huge loss for them. And the Eagles defense obviously coming off, man. Kenny Pickett and company did not do well for themselves last week. And
yes, 75 yards. Total up,
yep. Just as bad as it gets. So, yeah, like I think the Eagles are extremely likely to win the game. Are they going to win by more than 7? If I had to bet it, I would say that they will. I like a prop in the game. Dallas Goedert has kind of emerged over the last couple of weeks, guys, as not like their number two receiver, because like Devontae is the number two wide receiver, but kind of like their number two pass catcher, right behind AJ Brown. Dallas Goedert's receiving yards number in this game is 40.5. That feels about 15 yards too low to me. I do like Dallas Goedert over 40.5 receiving yards. I think the Eagles are going to win the game. If I wanted to do something with that game and the night game tomorrow night, Bears Packers, I would tease the Eagles down to -1 with Green Bay up to +7.5 or +8. And I feel like that'll be a winning two team teaser tomorrow.
Anything else over the weekend you like, especially?
Can I give you a college football bet?
Sure.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's a yes. 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 Ike says yes.
Okay.
Ike says yes.
All right. I'll be really quick with it. I like Oklahoma to beat Alabama tonight.
Yep,
so it's the big. Yeah.
Yep.
Bama beat Oklahoma when these teams played on November 15th in Tuscaloosa. Or Oklahoma beat Bama, excuse me. Bama turned it over three times in that game. Oklahoma probably lucky to win that game on the road. So you might think, oh, well, Bama's going to win this one. And I don't think that's the case because Bama can't run the ball. I don't think Bama's quarterback, Ty Simpson, is very healthy. They're going to be one-dimensional. Oklahoma's defense is the best unit on the field. Oklahoma's got better special teams as well. I think Oklahoma ekes one out tonight against Alabama and advances to the next round. I gave you some NFL for Sunday.
Go for it.
Okay, let's go to the Panthers-Buccaneers game in the NFC South.
Yeah.
And this is not quite like a de facto NFC South title game, but winner of this game is a massive leg up on who hosts a playoff game on Wild Card Weekend. The Bucs are three-point road favorites right now, and I kind of disagree that Tampa's that much better than Carolina. I don't even think Carolina's very good, but I also don't think Tampa's very good. If the number's going to be a full three, I do like the Carolina Panthers to cover and potentially win on Sunday against Tampa Bay. And I'll give you a total that I like, guys, in the Broncos-Jaguars game. It's been bet up to 47, and I think directionally that's correct. I still like the over in the game, and I think people look at this and say, well, it's the Broncos defense.
Yeah.
I look at two young quarterbacks that are both absolutely slinging it right now, with Bo Nix, who's playing really well, and very quietly, Trevor Lawrence is playing the best football of his career right now for the Jacksonville Jaguars, so over 47 with the Jaguars and the Broncos.
Do you have any opinion on the Knicks deciding not to hang the banner for the NBA Cup at Madison Square Garden?
I think it is the right decision.
Okay.
To not hang the banner. I think some people disagree, and I think like the point that you can make that's valid is, as the NBA, so Spike, let me ask you, like, do you like the NBA Cup?
I do not. Now, I understand why they're doing it, but it feels like nobody cares, honestly. Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah.
I have to be honest, and it's not because the Knicks want it. I really like it. I think it adds some juice to the NBA, like at a time in the schedule when it really doesn't have a lot of juice. The elimination games were both really fun. Spurs Thunder last Saturday, Knicks Magic, and then the championship game, Knicks Spurs, was like objectively like a playoff intent, not like game seven of the NBA Finals. But this was an outstanding basketball game on Tuesday night, with the Knicks coming from behind to win in the fourth quarter. Now, as this kind of goes on, like year 20 of the NBA Cup, are Knicks fans going to regret not having a banner up?
Oh, I hear you.
Kind of frozen prestige. I think that's the one thing that you can say in support of it. But to anyone that wants to say, like, well, the Lakers hung a banner and the Bucks hung a banner, they won the first two NBA Cups. The Lakers have a million NBA championships. The Bucks won one in 2021. Like, you can hang an NBA Cup banner when you've won championships.
Right.
The Knicks haven't won. Like, I'm 42. I've never seen the Knicks win a championship. You can't hang an NBA Cup banner if you haven't won a championship in 50 years. Like, that's the next banner that has to be hung. And look, we can talk about, like, here's Harry Styles' 69th consecutive sellout, or Elton John, or whatever.
Billy Joel. Banner. Yeah.
It's just like, it's all so stupid. But the next Knicks banner that needs to go up is the NBA championship banner. I don't think it'll be this year because the Thunder are a death machine, as we've talked about. But yeah, I do think the Knicks are going to the NBA Finals this year.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. As much as I hate the Cup and that ridiculous tournament they have and that ridiculous championship that they hand out, you as a Knicks fan, you should have raised that banner, because you won't be raising any other banner in our lifetime. You know this,
Why does it have to be lifetime?
In our lifetime, Nick. I'm just saying, it's not going to happen.
Why are you saying that? You don't know that.
Well, of course I do. I got 40 years of history that tells me it's not going to happen. 50 years of history. 73, right? Am I right? 73?
You could have said that about your Eagles prior to Nick Foles and company in Super Bowl 52 against the Patriots, that they were never going to win, and then they won, right?
Nope. That's not it,
no,
because we
I
were.
I love that. This is like arguing with my wife. I present the fact, and she says no. I just did that.
Yes. What you'll learn here is that you'll be just as successful here as you are with your wife with that sort of argument.
I presented a fact, and I just go, no.
Nope.
Doesn't matter. Welcome to the show, Nick. Welcome to the show.
No. Like, I love that the answer to that is no. Like, I told Mike, hey, sky's blue. He goes, no, it's red. Okay,
yes.
Great.
Yes.
Yep, that's what we do around here. Yep.
Yep.
No.
All right, Kostos.
All right, brother.
Thank you, brother. And we won't talk to you next week, so Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys, all the great listeners, and wishing everybody minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck. Go New York! Go New York!
All right, all right. Turn it off. That is Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app, and of course, you can hear Costos on Countdown to Kickoff, and or You Better You Bet, and then You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff.
He's lucky I looked up at that clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had 5 more minutes to tell him why the Knicks were never going to win a championship.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I looked up and I'm like, all right, yeah, we got to get out.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, they're not winning the championship. Also,
are you kidding me? Yeah, they're not winning a title.
Also, the Celtics are winning the East, which I know is worse for us, but, well, no, you know what? We'll argue about that at some point. Yeah, all right. 215-592-9494. Is tomorrow a style points game for the Eagles, or do they just need to get out of there with a win? Coming up next, we talk to style points expert Elliot Shore Parks. We will get some health updates for the Eagles as well, as there are a couple of questions there, and whether he still thinks the Eagles offense is as good as the Rams after seeing last night. We'll talk to him next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, we're all professionals here. Costos, he's a professional. And when you're thinking about your home, professional, also important. Bradford White water heaters are professional grade. What does that mean? It means superior performance. What does that mean? I can keep using these phrases. What it means for your water heater is reliable hot water for your home, for your office, every single day, exactly when you need it. Is your shower? Hot water when you need it. Your kitchen, you're doing dishes, hot water when you need it. That's what Bradford White gives you. They give you the performance you expect and you deserve, whether it's tankless, whether it's tank. Bradford White is built to be the absolute best. It's also going to last longer than any other water heater you buy. So when yours goes down and it's time to get a water heater, I want you to remember those two words, Bradford White. Ask your plumbing professional about Bradford White or go to bradfordwhite.com to learn more and find a pro near you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.